Faithfulness, fruitfulness, and fellowship. There is much spoken about faith, and as believers, we recognize it's important. Faithfulness, however, may seem a little more complicated. Most scriptures reference this in regard to God's character, and God defines himself with this quality in speaking to Moses. Yahweh, the Lord, the God of compassion and mercy, I am slow to anger and filled with unfailing love and faithfulness. Our Heavenly Father connects these two attributes, unfailing love and faithfulness, to himself in numerous passages. Jeremiah writes, "Great is his faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh each morning." And it's because of his faithfulness that we can trust in his guidance, his promises, and his way of escape from temptation. For he remains faithful even if we do not, for he cannot disown or disavow himself. Yet even as he is faithful, he desires that we too become faithful people and develop this quality of faithfulness. Faithfulness involves constancy and consistency. It speaks of loyalty and steadfast affection and allegiance, which results in firmly fulfilling our promises. Why? Because we are people who are true to our word. Faithful people are stable and reliable. They're people who are committed to the truth and follow it. In fact, faithfulness in Hebrew is the word emet, which translates into truth and relates to our word amen, which means that's the truth. Abraham is recognized for his faithfulness to God. Even though he was called away from his homeland and people, had to wait 25 years for the promised son, and faced the challenge on Mount Moriah to sacrifice his son, still Abraham remained steadfast in his trust and commitment to God. Joseph faced exile and slavery and imprisonment, yet when brought to Pharaoh to interpret his troubling dreams, still he declared, it is beyond my power to do this, but God can tell you what it means and set you at ease. And when he faced with his brothers who betrayed him, he forgave, saying, you intended to harm me, but God intended it all for good. He brought me to this position so I could save the lives of many people. Moses was another such individual, remaining steadfast despite complaints and criticisms and hardships, just as Daniel and his friends Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did, willing to lose their lives rather than worship the false gods of Babylon. They even declared, "The God whom we serve is able to save us. He will rescue us from your power, your majesty, but even if he doesn't, we want to make it clear to you, your majesty, we will never serve your gods or worship the gold statue you have set up." Indeed, God tests our faithfulness to him by allowing hardships to ensure that we will always choose God first. King Jehoshaphat, renowned for facing a vast enemy with the power of prayer and praise, instructed his leaders to always act in the fear of the Lord with faithfulness and an undivided heart. And King Solomon wrote that whereas pride destroys, unfailing love and faithfulness make atonement for sin. By fearing the Lord, people avoid evil. A message that the prophet Habakkuk repeats, saying the righteous will live by their faithfulness in God. The Apostle Paul teaches the Ephesian church that our faithfulness is empowered by the Jesus Christ. And the Thessalonians, to them he writes that it's their endurance and faithfulness that will see them through persecutions and hardships. John, faithful to God throughout his life, even in his lengthy imprisonment on the Isle of Patmos, was pleased to learn of the faithfulness of his converts who were living according to the truth and helping the traveling teachers in their work for the Lord. In fact, our faithfulness leads to our fruitfulness for the Lord. As we by the Holy Spirit refuse to submit to our sinful nature, He then produces in us love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. 9 fruits of the Spirit. And this fruitfulness is the inward expression of the Holy Spirit, and it results in us being productive and useful for God as we're passionate about the things that are important to Him. According to James, this fruitfulness, it's rooted in God's wisdom, which is pure and peace-loving and gentle, full of mercy and sincerity, and producing the fruit of good deeds. Paul tells the Philippians that they are to be filled with the fruit of salvation, the righteous character produced in our lives by Jesus Christ, and then to bring Him glory and praise. Paul desires to remain on this earth. Why? So he can be more fruitful and do more fruitful work for Jesus Christ. For if we're bearing fruit, lives everywhere are changing. And it's through our faithfulness to God that we will produce every kind of good fruit. But we can only be fruitful if we're attached to the vine, Jesus teaches, for apart from Him, we can do nothing. And it's by bearing fruit that we prove we're truly His disciples, and He's chosen us to produce lasting fruit, for fruitful activities multiply. But the fruit that we produce must be good fruit. Yet the worries of this life and the lure of wealth can prevent us from being fruitful. And should we stop bearing fruit, we can expect God to prune us to help us become more fruitful for His kingdom. In fact, fruitfulness is one of the ways to identify someone who's committed to God. For Jesus says, just as you can identify a tree by its fruit, so you can identify people by their actions. Now, just as faithfulness leads to fruitfulness, it also leads to fellowship, as Paul teaches his spiritual son, Timothy. Run, he says, from anything that stimulates youthful lusts. Instead, pursue righteous living, faithfulness, love, and peace. Enjoy the companionship of those who call on the Lord with pure hearts. Fellowship is the sincere, genuine connection to others who are like-minded in the things of God. First, we're called to fellowship with God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, as Paul tells the Corinthians. And John tells his friends that our fellowship with one another stems from our fellowship with the Father and His Son, Jesus Christ. And this connects to our faithfulness because we are practicing the truth and maintaining the courage to remain faithful. Much of John's first letter speaks of this spiritual fellowship, for he explains, if we are living in the light, as God is in the light, then we have fellowship with each other, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. And this fellowship produces the fruitfulness of eternal life, but it's also revealed in our faithfulness to the truth. We see the interconnectivity of faithfulness and fruitfulness and fellowship illustrated in the life of Enoch, who lived, we are told, in close fellowship with God, just as Noah did, who was the only blameless person living on the earth at that time. The early church, in fact, devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, sharing meals, communion, and prayer. And this faithfulness and fellowship produced fruitfulness, as each day the Lord added to their fellowship those who were being saved. We are also cautioned to be protective of our fellowship. King David had to be, because he was so grieved when his close friend, who once walked together with him in the house of God, betrayed him. Paul warns the Corinthians against allowing someone to remain in their fellowship who is blatantly living in sin. Peter, too, warned his congregation against boastful false teachers living out and promoting twisted sexual desires, all while participating in their fellowship meals. Jude also identifies such people who make a lot of noise but bear no fruit, living in immorality and unfaithfulness. Rather, our fellowship should be lived in the encouragement of Jesus Christ, in which the comfort of His love thrives, and people are united in the Spirit with hearts that are tender and compassionate. Such fellowship is supportive and sincere. So where does this leave us? As believers, we are to be rooted in faithfulness, rich in fruitfulness, and steadfast in fellowship with Christ and with one another. It is in this place that the blessing of the Lord overflows. God bless you, beloved. God bless you.